Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let me tell you about a big night on Sports Radio 810 WHB and ESPN Kansas City. What's on Sports Radio 810, you ask? Well, let me tell you. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. Ever heard of it? New England at Tampa. Ho! Ho, ho, ho! Who's on the call of the Thursday night game on the radio? Jacob.
Is it Ian Eagle?
Is it? I don't know.
I believe it is.
You're a broadcasting geek. I thought you kept track on your Funyuns, buddy.
It's Ian Eagle.
He's really good.
Let's get him on the show sometime soon. I'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
I'll shoot him a text.
Doesn't matter who's on the call. It's a hell of a game between New England and Tampa.
Ian Eagle, I'm pretty sure. I printed it off a sheet.
ESPN Kansas City. Do you know what's happening over there on 99.3 FM or ESPN 1510?
What?
Game one of the ALDS series between the Red Sox and the Astros, followed by...
Go Astros.
The Yankees and the Indians. Go Cleveland.
Some afternoon baseball, huh?
Afternoon and then evening, all night long. We got all the great stuff. Oh, your radio home of the NFL, your radio home of the MLB playoffs, your radio home of Cody Tapp, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
And we claim that?
ESPN Kansas City, I just did, buddy. Your radio home of Curtis Siebold.
Your radio home of Charlie Carlin.
What is wrong with you guys?
Charlie's my guy.
I like Charlie.
I don't like
those anybody. Those are the guys I could take or leave, to be honest with
Charlie's
you.
Charlie's my ride or die.
I think everybody sucks except for you guys.
Why don't you want to take Curtis Siebold?
You kind of think we suck too, Jake, be honest.
No, I don't.
K-Dog!
He's good. I like K-Dog.
I'll take K-Dog.
I will too. I'll ride or die with K-Dog.
K-Dog's the kind of guy that's always got your back.
No, I won't.
You know what? Here's the deal. I think you're hella weak.
Ooh.
And I think K-Dog is hella strong.
Why don't you have him produce your guys' show?
You know what, maybe... I got something I can produce right here. Yeah.
I'll trade with him. Just do it.
What are you...
In-season trade.
What are you walking into, Deion Clisso?
That's a guy. I can get behind that guy.
You're hella weak.
I'm listening and doing some work while you guys are chatting and listening to my song in the background.
Do you think this week's schedule in high school football is hella weak or hella strong?
I think it's hella strong.
Oh, right.
That's right. Boy, did you say it. Yes. Tell people if they want to. We usually do this at the end, but let's start off. Tell people if they want to have the best coverage, what they need to do to follow along all the games as we're starting to get into the really important matchups.
Well, the easiest way to do it is go to the App Store or go to Google Play and download the app. And you can have that wherever you go. Or you can follow us on our YouTube channel, on the YouTube app or on YouTube. And also... PrepsKC.com for if you're sitting in front of your computer for everything that we have. So all kinds of different ways to get to us and all kinds of different content.
All right, let's start with the Missouri side, the Missouri player to watch. Give me a quarterback from Blue Springs South.
You know, Brody Parker is their starting quarterback, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he played linebacker last year, so real big physical guy. And they have won three in a row. They've got Blue Springs this week. They go to Blue Springs. It's a big game. Their offense has really taken off. He's got some outstanding receivers that he throws to, DJ Frost and Ethan Swanigan, and he got some great running backs, Austin Terry as well. But he really has done a good job of triggering that offense. They put in a new offense this year, and it took it a while to get going. They lost their first four games, but to teams like Lee Summit West and Rockhurst, you know, so they had some legit teams they had to beat those first few weeks, and as they got going, but now they won their last three and putting up big points. It all kind of started with the loss to Staley where they scored 37 a few weeks ago, and they haven't lost since, and they've been putting up 35, 40 points, and he really triggers that offense.
Speaking of Staley, it's Kearney and Staley. Staley, I hate to go back to it. I'm going to say it. They're looking hella good.
Oh,
if you would, please, Deion Clisso, preview this matchup.
Well, you know, Staley has looked consistently good all season long, and they've just been dominant. Almost every single game. They've had some game, you know, some close games with Blue Springs South, which is looking like a good team, and with Fort Osage, another good team. And they got a Kearney team this week that for the first few weeks of the season was a great defensive team, struggled to score, but they have really exploded the last couple weeks with offense. this is a great game every single time they play.
Yes.
When they first, when Staley first started, Kearney Staley became an instant rivalry. They were both in Class 4. You know, Kearney knocked Staley out of the playoffs the first couple of years. They were playing twice a year there the first few times. They're in the same conference. Even though they're in different classes and different conferences now, different levels of the Suburban Conference, they have kept this game going, and it's going to be a great one. It's one that I'm really looking forward to watching, and I think it could go either way. And Kearney is really playing well the last few weeks, especially offensively, to make me think that they're a little more complete team than they were early on.
All right, so I'm looking at the Missouri media rankings, and you are a voter, correct?
Yes.
So Staley is number 2 in Class 5, and Kearney is number 3 in Class 4. Who has the better shot at winning a state championship in their class?
I'm going to go with Staley because Kearney has to get through probably Platte County to get out of their own district. If not, they have to get through Platte County, who's lost one game, and then there's also Smithville out there who hasn't lost a game, and then there's two other one-loss teams in their district right now. So their road out of their district is tough, and then they would probably see a Webb City along the way. So all of those teams in Class 4 really got a tough road. Staley, even though Class 5 is very good in Kansas City with Liberty and Fort Osage, and even a team like William Chrisman, who Fort Osage has tonight, it's not as hard, especially once you get outside of Kansas City on the Class 5. There'll be, you know, a team like Columbia Battle, who I think that Staley could beat, or even Liberty if they come out. I think it's an easier road to the state championship. Though if Kearney or Platte County or one of those teams gets to the state championship game, they're my favorite very easily.
Right. Okay, you got to help me out here, Dion, because later this afternoon I am going to be speaking to broadcast students at St. James High School.
Oh, boy. They,
about
you
the
know
extensive
what?
Preparation that I do for my sports broadcasting.
That is simply a lucky group of kids.
Isn't it?
Is what I'll say.
Isn't it? So,
I hope my nieces stay far away from you.
As I impart my wisdom upon these kids, I
offer my services to St. Pius to speak to the kids. Like, no.
We're booked.
Thank you. We appreciate
we're
that.
Booked up for a while.
Are you busy in 2028?
Mm-hmm. So, St. James clearly scraping the bottom of the barrel, but when I go there, I'd like to be pretend that I'm educated and well read up on the St. James football team. So, tell me about their running back because I hear he's a heck of a player.
Well, Jake Pettz had 5 touchdowns, 200 yards last week in their big win over Blue Valley, scored all 5 touchdowns. He's really a workman-like guy. I mean, just kind of, you know, he's not a lot of speed, not a lot of blazing speed, but big physical runner, and they've got a big offensive line that he runs behind, and St. James is off to the best start, not record-wise. 6-0 is still their best start, but 5-0 in the EKL is legit. They beat Blue Valley for the first time last week, and they've got St. Thomas Aquinas this week, and I know that where Jake lies on that one, though, if his nieces go to St. James, I don't know how he roots in that.
Oh, it's no question. Screw St. James. Oh, go St.
This guy's not in the St. James Hall of Fame. He's in the St. Thomas Aquinas Hall of Fame.
This is how you suffer.
I hope my nieces suffer a horrible loss.
This is what you... Wow.
They get heartbroken.
This is what you separate here, because, as you said, St. James has Jake Pettz, and for St. Thomas Aquinas right here, we got Jake Putz, who represents them. Right, Jake?
But... looking like a really good team. If they're going to be a legit contender, this is a game they've got to win against St. Thomas Aquinas. And Pettz is a big part of what they're going to want to do. And both Aquinas and St. James like to move the ball and be physical, and he's going to be a big part of it.
The secret life of Pettz.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go. Use that line today.
See, kids, you use horrible puns like that, and you'll make it all the way to a mediocre broadcasting career, just like I have. Another game to watch, you mentioned Blue Valley coming off that loss. They are now hosting Blue Valley Southwest. Tell me about this one.
Well, you talk about St. James looking for their first win over Aquinas. Blue Valley Southwest is looking for their first win over Blue Valley, and this could be the year. I mean, this is not the regular Blue Valley team that we've seen, and they are vulnerable. Their defense has given up some points, and Blue Valley Southwest behind quarterback Will Eldridge can score. That's the one thing they can do. And this is a spot where Blue Valley Southwest might get them. It's at home for both teams because they both play Blue Valley High School. So it's not really it's an advantage because Blue Valley fans will pack their side, and I'm sure Southwest will pack their side as well. But just one of those spots, you know, Blue Valley kind of a gut check. The last time they had the gut check after Miez, they ripped off 3 wins in a row. So you know, we'll see how they bounce back. But Blue Valley Southwest is a pretty talented football team, and it should be a great game.
Just for my own personal reasons here, St. Pius X at Sedalia Smith Cotton. Who do you got here?
Well, Smith Cotton is 7-0 and looking pretty good, and Pius has been very competitive with teams. I was a little shocked at the way they played last week with Warrensburg, but I think if they could be physical, this is one of the big tests for Smith Cotton as they close out. They've got St. Pius in center the last 2 weeks of the season, and that's going to be their toughest games. You know, Pius is a tough team. They've got to be physical, but they've got to limit the mistakes and try and get this one done.
Dion, as always, thank you so much for the time, and tell people how they can follow along.
You know, on the app, Google Play, at the App Store and Apple, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and that's a really good way because I'm tweeting everything out that we're putting on the app and putting on the site. And, of course, our YouTube channel, it's just Preps KC, all the great highlights. We had highlights from 16 different games last weekend between Thursday and Friday. So more highlights you're going to see anywhere in the metro, of course, with our great partner, Fox 4. But also just, you know, Twitter's the best way, and looking forward to another great weekend of high school football.
You're the man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, it's always fun.
Do you believe him when he says that? Do you think he thinks it's always fun?
No, it's the courtesy.
He thinks it's hella fun.
Did you like it when I called him Jake Putz?
Hey.
Did you get a kick out of that one?
Yeah, I did.
It's so
I did.
Funny.
I mean, I thought it was.
Oh,
it's
hilarious.
I thought it was real funny. Now what, you know, because you were so, you used such abusive language.
Yeah.
Towards your nieces.
I said I hope they get heartbroken. About,
right. No, I don't like that at abusive. All. So maybe I want St. James to win. No. Because of the way you just acted.
Well, that's fine. You can root against. Everybody roots against me. I'm good with that.
St. James have a Hall of Fame for every different sport that they have?
Is he exaggerating? Is he? I mean, because I don't know. I mean, it seems like that he has an axe to grind with St. Thomas Aquinas. And I'm just, you know, I'm from Northeast. I'm from the Northland. I went to St. Pius. I don't know. All the
no, I think
do's and don'ts here.
I think only the probably the soccer team who's, you know, they've won 16 state championships and two national titles according to the USA Today.
Just rattles those numbers
national
off.
Titles.
I mean, two of them. Mm-hmm. USA Today, this is the best team in the country. I trust USA Today.
You didn't
Today.
Say it. USA Today said it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not you saying it.
It's Umbro and USA Today. Pretty established printing there.
Yeah. I mean, you get a
pretty established printing. There.
So the publication's pretty. What's your pretty problem? Established?
So then what's your problem with Hall
He's
of Fame
just
honoring teams that have accomplished so much? What are you?
No,
you've taken a couple of shots at it today, so there's
all right.
Clearly something that you want to get off your chest.
No,
so
look,
do it.
I, you know what? You can't be arrogant unless you've accomplished a lot. They've obviously accomplished.
Oh no,
a
I know
lot.
Plenty of arrogant people
oh, really?
that have accomplished absolutely nothing. So
that's a good point.
I don't know when
some of my see
a combined.
Basis.
A combined 32 state championships between the boys and girls.
Don't
I mean,
ever
32.
Don't ever question the numbers because
oh,
he's,
no,
got,
he's
them.
Got them.
Does
he's
Ward
walking,
even have 32
he's
total?
He's a walking
state
Aquinas soccer media guide.
Oh, we're just hey, look, we're just a little working class Catholic school in Kansas City, Kansas. We're not backed by the millions of dollars of all the wealthy, you know, kids that are
there
going to school
is.
There. I mean, you know,
there
we're just
is.
Trying to scrap for whatever we yeah. can at Bishop Ward.
What would your there wife say go. About that kind of comment?
We listen.
Whoa! Where did you? And for the people out there that don't know, where did your wife go
yeah,
to high school?
As you trash her alma mater,
where did your wife go to high
I
school?
Didn't trash it.
Where'd you go?
I think it'd be awesome.
Say
I
where
wish,
she went
I
right
wish
now.
Bishop Ward was loaded with wealthy people that could
where
you know prop it up all
did
the time.
Did Kelly go to school?
She went to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Right, right then. Yeah. Now see, now it all of a sudden it sounds like you have an issue. Does your wife bring this up a lot? Is there any discussion?
I've said nothing but complimentary. I haven't said anything bad about
Aquinas. Is there any pillow talk about, hey, Aquinas is better than Ward or vice versa?
All the people with millions of dollars supporting your teams.
What
and you better win.
Is that? That literally sounded like Doo-Doo the Clown. Hey, kids.
It's me.
Yeah. Millions of dollars. Was that what you were trying to? Does it sound like?
Well, they sound like a clown.
Doo-Doo
right
the
now.
Clown from Billy Madison.
Why am I sounding like that?
Hey, kids, it's me.
I credited you. You guys have
I bet you
a phenomenal
that
you know,
I
tradition
was
in
dead.
History.
It sounds like backhanded compliments from
yeah.
my chair.
Absolutely.
I can't control how you interpret what I said.
You right. don't have to control it. He's just telling you how he's interpreting
right.
it. So, probably him and the rest of Kansas City, bud.
Our high school rivals are no longer, they no longer exist because when I was at St. Pius, at St. Mary's, and there are no more.
Yeah, when I was at Bishop Ward, it was Piper High School and Miege, which is, you know, not the case these days.
Hey, kids, it's me.
Bishop Ward is...
I bet you thought no,
it's not,
that
it's not
I
what
dead.
It used to be. It's...
But when I fell over, I just...
That's supposed to mean?
A little school in the hood that could, man. Scrap whatever we can. You know, that's all.
You guys are good at baseball, right? You win state championships in baseball?
We've won quite a few state championships in baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a Baseball Hall of Fame there?
I don't know. I'm
yeah,
not in it.
Yeah, probably is. Probably is. There probably is.
If there is, I'm not in it.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
There's
there
the,
should be.
There's
been
is.
Three Major League Baseball players come out of Bishop
Ward
High
Well, you're just going to make a Hall of Fame for every sport there? I mean, wouldn't every sport's got a Hall of Fame there?
I don't
there?
Even know if it has a sports Hall of Fame.
I mean,
I don't even know what you're doing right now, but I like it.
See, so our school has a Hall of Fame. So when people do awesome things that went to St. Thomas Aquinas, they put them in the school Hall of Fame. And then there's a soccer Hall of Fame because the soccer programs have won 32 state championships. So they put players that do well there and on after, put them in the Hall of Fame. For the soccer program.
Here's the best thing.
I believe there's priests. There's students that have gone on to be priests.
Okay, so
they go to the Hall of Fame.
Do you have a Hall of Fame at St. Thomas Aquinas for people that accomplish things after they get out of high school?
Absolutely. Yes.
Because here's the deal. Any Hall of Fame at St. Pius having to do with anything accomplished during your high school years, I am 110% eliminated. Because I did nothing of note for 4 years. I did not one thing that stands out. The only thing that I did was I did a hell of an Elvis show my junior year, filled with backup singers and security guards and everything in full outfit. But that's it. Other than that, nothing.
No, we have a Hall of Fame for people who went to school there and then they go on and do great things
What if they ranked at the bottom of their class when they were in school?
Don't even start with me.
So I'm just trying to set myself up.
One to hit puberty, would that get you?
No, that does not get you anything.
Todd,
I don't get anything for that.
Todd could be in a Hall of Fame for scoring on the wrong basket in a basketball game.
So we call that the dumbass award.
Wow, that's
Did you have to be an absolute dumbass to score a basketball on
Get a minute before the next segment. I need confirmation of how that happened. I've referenced it enough. I need to hear how it happened. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.